with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter number 1, Luke chapter number 1. Just a quick thought tonight as we get ready for the business meeting. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." Heavenly Father, Lord, as we study your word tonight, Lord, as we look, that you will work in our hearts. Know, God, that you will find this in us tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Turn with me to Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Verse number 1 of Acts chapter number 1 says, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." These are the only two mentions of this person in the Bible. It's unknown who he was. It's unknown what position he held. It's assumed based on the title in Acts chapter, or Luke chapter number 1, that he was of royalty or had authority. But the message is this: who is our Theophilus today? Luke takes and he writes first the book of Luke and then the Acts of the Apostles, and puts in order the things that he had been taught, that he had seen, that he had been witness to. And he wrote them to a person, and I believe with the intention, as he says in Luke chapter number 1, verse number 1, that to set them in order, and in verse number 3, to give him perfect understanding, in verse number 4, to give that he might know of certainty of what he had been instructed. And the encouragement tonight, the charge tonight that we all ought to have is, who is our, who is your, who is my Theophilus? Who are we instructing in the things of God? Who are we instructing in the things that God has taught us? Who are we helping to grow in the honor and admonition of the Lord? As parents, we have the duty, we have the responsibility, we have the exhortation to raise up our children in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. And some of us have moved our kids on. And some of us have no longer have that position, no longer have that ability to teach our children any longer. But I don't believe that it ended there, and I don't believe that our command ends with that. In fact, in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, we have the Great Commission. And Jesus tells us how far our command goes. Matthew chapter number 28, verses 19 and 20 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Mark chapter number 16 is the next place we see it, a similar command from Jesus. Mark chapter number 16, verse number 15. It says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." And then Luke, a second time, we see him do what Jesus said, Luke chapter number 24, verses 47 and 48. It says that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things. I believe Jesus said it out in very plain English, even though He spoke probably in Hebrew or Greek. But for us, as we read it in our Bibles today, that it's in very plain English, what our responsibility is today as Christians. That we ought to be discipling somebody. That we ought to be finding somebody that we can help learn more about Jesus. It's often said, and I found it to be true in my own life, and if you have taught somebody or taught a class, you found it in your own, that the teacher often learns more than the student. So as we find somebody in the easiest way, in fact, my belief of it is if you take and you lead someone to the Lord, if you open up the Word of God and you show them how they can know Jesus as their Savior, how they can know they'll have eternity in heaven, that your responsibility doesn't end there but only starts there. That you now go back to the train of a child and the way it should go. You now have a baby in Christ that is your responsibility to raise up. Oh, they don't want to have discipleship or whatever the case may be. And that, I've experienced that more than I care to admit. That you try and develop a relationship, that you try to disciple them, that you try and help them. And we know the story of the sower and the seed and how so often the seed is snatched away in spite of our best efforts. But it doesn't relieve us of the responsibility of doing what we can. In John chapter number 21, and I will end with this final exhortation that Jesus gave specifically to Peter. John chapter number 21, verses 15 through 19, and you're, I'm confident, familiar with the story, familiar with Jesus and Peter's conversation. Verse number 15 says, "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?' He saith unto him, 'Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He saith unto him, 'Feed my lambs.' He saith to him again the second time, 'Simon,